Howdy, wrestling fans. Patrick Hickey Jr. here, editor-in-chief of ReviewFix.com, here to give you my thoughts on the recent updates in TNA. The past couple of weeks in TNA have been somewhat boring. It's kind of sad when mid-carders such as ODB and Eric Young are the most entertaining, but let's be honest here, they're completely adorable. Between Eric Young tying up with people and just ODB's antics, I mean, they're a great tandem. And I'm not saying that Eric Young deserves a title shot because of it, but I really think that it would be nice to see Eric Young get in a feud for a real title and not the Knockouts tag team titles. Essentially, ODB and Eric Young's win of the Knockouts tag team title has essentially destroyed that division. There wasn't much competition in that division in the first place, but now it's a mess. So do you make this a mixed tag division? I mean, I'm not sure. And like most things in TNA, it makes little to zero sense. What else makes zero to little sense is the fact that Sting has reverted back to a crazy character. It's kind of like TNA cannot decide if they want him to wrestle or if they want him to be a GM. Let's be honest here. Sting's best days in the ring are way past. Can he still get the job done? Yes. Should it be his job to wrestle a world champion in Robert Roode and help him get over? No. The only thing that Robert Roode can do now, confirm his world title run, is to beat the best that they have in TNA. He's already beaten AJ Styles. He's already beaten Kurt Angle. He's going to be wrestling Jeff Hardy soon. He's beaten Bully Ray. He's beaten pretty much everyone. So why isn't Robert Roode over? Because the writing is bad. Makes absolutely no sense. He's the leader of the selfish generation. Blah, 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 blah. It's just not working. The guy's a really sound technical wrestler. He's got a great look. He's got good finishers. He gets it done in the ring. Whoever is writing this drivel is just not making him as interesting as he could be. Stone Cold Steve Austin did a shoot interview on a website a couple of weeks ago, and he said that a lot of the problems in the WWE come from the fact that the promos are scripted. I think this is a huge problem in TNA. All of the promos feel scripted. They're just a mess. TNA is not fun to watch anymore. Even the wrestling matches themselves have been toned down drastically, and they're just not fun. You have an opportunity to have a balls-to-the-wall, solid X Division match in Zema Ion and Austin Aries this week, and the match ends in a disqualification after about 6 minutes. During that 6 minutes, I mean, the guys are on the top rope, like, the entire time encountering each other. These two can have an excellent match together. Aries is a fantastic X Division star. Zema Ion, I'm not completely sold on yet. I like his finisher. I think he's got some potential. I still think he's a little green. I don't think he can push as fast a pace as Aries can or some of the other guys in the X Division, but he's good. And he can go if given an opportunity and portrayed in a certain way. His whole Rick Martel gimmick isn't doing it for me either. So you have guys like Anthony Nice in the X Division that have all the talent in the world and don't need a persona. Anthony Nice is a guy that reminds me of Dean Malenko. He's like an Iceman. He can just go in there and go. But instead of having somebody like that go on there and really entertain the crowd, you have Garrett Bischoff in the ring talking and wrestling, and he's just not there yet. He's months away, maybe even a year away, from being respectable in the ring. TNA purchased Ohio Valley Wrestling a couple of months ago. Send him there. Let him develop there. But instead, since he's Eric Bischoff's kid, he gets preferential treatment, and he's getting to wrestle in matches with, you know, Jeff Hardy and Gunner and Kurt Angle and guys that are better than he is. I don't know if that's exactly smart, but again, this is TNA we're talking about, and it's not exactly fair either. Hulk Hogan essentially disappeared. He was supposed to be Garrett Bischoff's trainer. The storylines make no sense. They're not having athletic exhibitions on television anymore. A couple of times I was watching it on pay-per-view a couple months ago, and matches were actually ending in disqualification. World title matches are ending in disqualification. That's just stealing people's money. And if you don't respect the fans and you don't respect their money, then you don't get ratings. And you don't get repeat visitors. So TNA has to realize who their fan base is, and they have to do everything in their power to keep them happy. And they can show all the video that they want of TNA stars at live events signing autographs, and they can talk to as many fans as they want that confirm their thoughts. But the fact of the matter is, the average TNA fan is disgruntled and unhappy with the product. Wrestling matters there. They have improved that. It's obvious that organized storyline hasn't mattered in years. And the second that they started saying that wrestling matters, that kind of went the same way as the storyline. So essentially, what is this company going to do to keep their fan base? If things continue the way that they're going, TNA may not be around much longer. And I'm sure that's been said thousands of times over the last 10 years, but seriously here, TNA is in trouble. TNA needs something big very soon. Getting Mr. Anderson back, that helps a lot. He's seasoned on the mic. He's an excellent wrestler. But then you throw him in a tag team angle with AJ Styles against Christopher Daniels and Kazarian. Sure, the match is going to be great, but the angle is boring. It's kind of like TNA can be spoon-fed success and still find a way to let it dribble down their fat, ugly chin. Until they find somebody that's willing to look at their weaknesses objectively and turn them into strengths slowly but surely and not try and put a Band-Aid over a gaping wound, this company is never going to learn from their mistakes, and they're going to continue to make them over and over until they end up the same way as ECW, WCW, and every other wrestling promotion in North America that tried to challenge the WWE.